I want to ask you all a question this morning, and it's a big question because it comes from a big person. It comes from Almighty God. It is the title of our message this morning. The question is from God to Abraham, and it's also from God to you this morning. I want you to listen to the question. It's found in Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. If you brought your Bibles with you, turn to it and look at it. God had told Abraham that as an old man, his powers of generation were dry and dead and withered, that he was going to have a child, and Abraham and Sarah, who were both past the age of bearing children, began to wonder about this and question the Lord. And here's what the Lord said to Abraham. Somebody's messing with this. Is anything too hard for the Lord? That's a good question. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I'm going to let Jeremiah answer this question in Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 17. Here's what Jeremiah said. Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. There is nothing too hard for thee. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? There's nothing too hard for thee. Sometimes we wonder, why doesn't God do something? Don't you ever wonder that? Why doesn't God do something? You look at all the filth, the crime, the stench, the perversion, the rebellion, the war, the hatred, the strife, the crime, the rape, the murder, the arson, the unbelief, the blasphemy, and you say, where is God? Why didn't God do something? Does God know about this? Yes, God knows everything. Doesn't God care? Yes, God is love. Then why doesn't God do something? Maybe God's not able. Oh no, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. This morning's message is about Abraham and Sarah, and it's found in Genesis chapter 18, verses 10 through 14. If y'all will, read along on the screen as I read it aloud. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. You know, just because you don't see a way doesn't mean God doesn't have a way for us. If you look at the story there, God did give Abraham and Sarah a child. And many times in our life, we face problems in our life that we seem it's too hard for us to deal with. But just because we don't see a way doesn't mean that God can't get us through it. I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? This morning, I want us to take a look at three things that we can learn from this story of Abraham and Sarah and the question that is asked. The first is, there is no promise too hard for God. Throughout the Bible, there are 30,000 promises made by God, and with 100%, he fulfilled every promise that he made. In our life today, promises are broken. When promises are broken, our trust is broken as well. We've all made promises that we didn't keep. We've all had promises made to us that weren't kept. Therefore, as humans, we tend to lose trust. And we tend to sometimes don't think that God will come through with his promises. You can trust God's promises because you can trust God's power. God is a man of truth. Deuteronomy 33 and 27 says, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." This is a good promise that God gives. This is one of many. The eternal God, our everlasting Father, is thy refuge. The word refuge can be translated into a dwelling place or abiding place, but I like to refer to it as a home. A home is somewhere that you feel safe. In God's refuge, in Him, we feel safe. We can shut out the world that's around us, that harms us each day, that we lose confidence and trust in. Home is a place where we can fear no evil. When we're fearful of things, we can go to this refuge. It's a promise that God has for us. After our labor and work and trying to be disciples, be good Christians, sometimes we get tired. That's a place of rest. Our hearts get rest there. Home is also a place of happiness. When we're sad, discouraged, we have that refuge, that promise that God, our eternal God, is there. And my favorite part here at the end is underneath are the everlasting arms. That promise there is those everlasting arms are there to pick us up when we fall. It's like the song, "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms of God." I love that song, and I love that this scripture here, because I know that there are times that we all will fall, but we have those arms to pick us up. It's a great promise. Another promise is in Numbers 23, verse 19. It says, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor man that he should change his mind." God does not lie. He will never break a promise. He's the truth. God never changes his mind. He hasn't then, and he never will. Oh, the promises of God. God sometimes says things in the Bible he didn't say directly to me, but God never uttered a word that he didn't say for me. In Romans chapter 15, verse 4, Paul wrote, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope." You know, a lot of times we read the Bible and we say, well, this scripture doesn't pertain to me. It's not talking about Ben Rome. It's not talking about you individually. But it is written for our learning and for our purpose. And everything in the Bible and scriptures are for us. God is the God of promises. He keeps his word even when it seems impossible. God's promises are like the stars at night. The darker the night, the brighter they shine. What do the promises of the blessed word mean to you? Well, for me, Philippians 4:13 comes to mind. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." If you were in Wednesday's class, Bible study last Wednesday, I spoke on this verse. And Paul was in prison when he wrote this verse. Like Paul, many of us have highs and lows in our lives. We have wants, we have needs. Some of us have a lot. But we know, and we know that during our highs and lows, that we can have strength through Christ. Another, in verse 19, he goes on to say, "God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches, which is in Christ Jesus." All of our needs he will fulfill. Those are the promises that God gives. I never preach a sermon or teach a class or speak to anyone about Christ without claiming two of God's great promises. One for wisdom, two for power. In James chapter 1 and verse 5 says, "If anyone of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives it generously to all." Each day, I pray for wisdom and knowledge of God's word. God promises to give it to those who ask and who seek him. And the promises are just the same as they always have been. Is anything too hard for the Lord? There's nothing too hard for thee. The second thing, there is no prayer too hard for God to answer. When God is going to do something wonderful, he starts with the difficulty. When God is going to do something very wonderful and miraculous, he starts with the impossibility. What a hard thing it is, humanly speaking, for Abraham and Sarah to have a child. It's biologically impossible, yet prayers were answered. Never give up on prayer. As I spoke this morning in Sunday school, we are to pray persistently, like a child asking a parent for something. God knows our hearts before we even pray for it, but if we really believe that God will answer our prayers, if we have no doubt that he will eventually answer it. Never give up on prayer. Don't use prayer as just a wish or, well, I'll pray, I'll turn it over to the Lord and go about your life. Continue to pray. Sometimes God will answer our prayers in unexpected ways. They may not be the way that we want it done, but it be the way he wants it done. We may not understand it at first, but he will make it clear to us. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3 says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. Here it says, pray and I will answer. It's a promise he gives us. And tell you great and unsearchable things. The word unsearchable here could be translated in several things, which means it could be hidden from us, it could be fenced in, or hard. There are all these three words here. There's things that are fenced in that we can't seem to get to. Some things are hard for us, but God will make it known to us through prayer. In Matthew chapter 21 and 22 says, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. God Almighty is not limited to circumstances. In every situation and every circumstance in our life, he invites you to pray, and he promises to answer our prayers. When is the last time God answered a prayer for you? Sometimes we have to wait 6 months or maybe 6 years for God to answer our prayers. God doesn't operate on our time schedule. We're the type of people, we want it right now. We pray for something, we want to answer right then. Well, God doesn't work that way. You know, just like I said this morning, sometimes it's not yet. Wait. But eventually it will come. But continue to pray. Continue to pray on it, and it will happen. God always has a good reason as to why he asks us to wait, even if we don't understand the reason quite yet. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? There is nothing too hard for thee. Thirdly, there is no problem too hard for God to solve. In our lives, we allow small things to get in the way of a big God. The other day, I was thinking about a particular problem I had, and it seems like I have a lot of problems. If you really look at them, Carrie says I got lots of problems anyways. But you look at other people's problems, and I don't compare my problems to others or judge other people's problems, but there are a whole lot bigger problems in other people's lives than what I have and what you all have. And to that, it makes you feel small. But there is no problem that God can't handle. God, we can't imagine how big God is. And God can solve all of our problems. We tend to, and I know I have many times in my life, if there's a problem in my life or a problem somewhere, I want to fix it. I want to make things right. I want to do it. But sometimes it seems hard and impossible. And we need to turn it over to God because God can solve a problem. Abraham and Sarah had a problem, and God solved it. All of us gets into tight places. Abraham did, Moses did, Paul did. Any Christian, if he attempts to do something for God, comes into great times of crisis in life. Just because you become a Christian, when you try to be a disciple, try to lead other people to Christ, you have problems. But there's no problem too great for God to solve. Psalms 37, verses 3 through 5 says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Trust in the Lord. Have faith in the Lord. You shall dwell, live, abide in Christ, and he will meet your needs. There's no problems too small that he can't fix. Take delight in the Lord. Live your life with the Lord. And any problem you have, he'll bring it to pass. God will not send you on a journey without going before you. As preachers and as Christians, as Bible teachers, and just being human, sometimes we get discouraged. You preach the gospel, some people listen to it, some people don't. It can be discouraged from time to time. You try to do right, and just like Dan's lesson last Sunday, I believe, you can't please people, but you try to please God. You get discouraged. But I expect that all preachers can believe that God can solve their problems, because he does, and he can. And I think about this when I go out each day, that I'm following Christ. And whatever problem I have, he's ahead of me. He's been through it. He can get me through it. Just keep following God, and he'll get us through it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and 13 says, God won't give you more than you can handle. And this picture here is a lot of people in the world today. They got the weight of the world on their shoulders. You know, God sent his son, Jesus, here on earth to die. That was a hard thing to do. I don't think any one of us here today could do that. Send their son to die for mankind. But God did it. So Jesus could take the weight of the world off our shoulders. And he bears it with us. Deuteronomy 20 verse 4 says, for the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. We have an almighty God that goes to fight for us, that is with us. We may not be able to handle certain problems in our lives, but we have a God that can. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? There is nothing too hard for thee. This morning as we close, if there's someone here that's having difficulties in their life, maybe going through hard times. Some people feel that they're not good enough to be a Christian. Maybe they have hard times in their life. God's a loving and forgiving God, and he can handle it. He can take your problems away. One of the hardest things I know is when I become a Christian is walking down this aisle. It's that first step, and after that, God will lead you. If you have a desire today and have a need to repent and obey the gospel and be baptized for remission of your sins, as we always do, we want to invite you to do that. Perhaps you are a Christian and are going through hard times in your life and have been trying to deal with them yourself and would like us as a church to pray for you and to help you get through these hard times. We want you to do that. You know, one of the great fears is coming down front because you think that we here will judge you of what you've done. But we're not here to judge. We're here to help you. If there's any way that we can help you, you have any needs, we invite you to come forward as we stand and as we sing.